Well, I don't know how many times I watched that this week, but I think I laughed every single time. And in case you were wondering, that was not actual footage of the original nativity. You know, it was so good, you might have thought maybe it was. Well, we've been reading from Luke chapter 2, and so if you want to turn there in your Bibles, I'd invite you to do so. But let's pray together this morning. Lord, it is so good to be with you. It is so good on this Christmas Eve to remember what it is you've done for us. The journey you made from heaven to come and to be with us, we thank you. We pray that we would always keep our focus and everything we do in our lives on you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, while that video might have been funny and perhaps not the best historical representation of the Christmas story, I do think it pointed to a certain truth, a certain very incredible truth in the Christmas story. It's always very interesting to see what they remember, right? What they remember from the story, to hear their interpretation of it. But I think they pointed to something very critical, and that's what I want to focus on this morning. When I think of the event of Christmas, and I've talked about this before, I see it as a crucial moment in the history of the world. And I've mentioned this before, but a helpful way to understand that is to think about it like this. Has there ever been a moment in your life, has there ever been a day in your life that you can look back on and you can point to it as a day in which everything changed? You know, before that day, your life was one way, and then after that day, your life was different. Could have been the day on which your first child was born, or maybe you remember the day that you came to faith in Christ and you could point to that. Maybe it was the day you got married. Whatever it was, maybe it was just started out an ordinary day and you didn't know it was going to be a day that would change your life. Some of you know, I had one of these days a couple months ago. There it was a normal day, Friday afternoon. I came home from work. Was just helping Jen fold laundry, and she said something about that she felt sick earlier that day. And I half-jokingly said, "Are you pregnant?" And she said, "I think so." It just started out like a normal day. I didn't know it was going to be a day that would change everything. Each of you can think of a similar day, can't you? Maybe you realized it at the time, maybe you didn't. But as you look back, it's clear that on that day, your life takes a pivot. And you can separate your life into two categories, before that day and after that day. If you can think of one of those days in your life, then I think it gives us a glimpse of understanding of the significance of what has just happened in this passage that we have heard read in pieces throughout this morning, in which the kids on the video narrated so well for us. Because that sort of a pivot is what we celebrate at Christmas. Like the passage we heard read this morning, it's about a day on which everything changed. Like the phrase at the end of the video, the very last child to speak, I don't know if you caught it, it said something about that this baby is going to change the world. This baby is going to change the world. And nothing could be more true. Jesus' birth did change everything. And not just for one person, not just for Mary or Joseph, or not just for any of the shepherds or the people that were there, though I'm certain it was for each one of them, but for the entire world. This was a day on which the entire, all of human history changes. Before and after are two totally different realities for the way in which God relates to the world. But this story, this change came about in such an unexpected manner. You know, most of the world was going about its business and totally unaware of what was going on, and we read it so often that I'm not sure we read it with the level of surprise that it should have, because it's so familiar to us. One of the things that illustrates this for me is the announcement of the angel to the shepherds. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but I think of this passage like a crescendo. You know what a crescendo is, where, you know, in music you get louder and louder and louder and louder, right? And that's what the angel's announcement reminds me of. His announcement starts out kind of at a low level of excitement. Do not be afraid. Right? That's pretty low. And angels have to start this way because, as we've talked about, this is not a precious moments little angel. This is an angel of the Lord, okay? He starts out, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. And then it says, and suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Now, I've often thought if we were to read that for the first time, we'd get to verse 13, which is the business where the angels start singing. And we would say, wait, and now we cue the angel chorus after this? It doesn't make sense that this crescendo of excitement ends with the birth of a baby. But see, the angels sing at this point because they understand just what has really happened. They understand that on this day, the living God of the universe has come to be a part of his creation. And they understand that his intentions and everything that will come about as a result of this day. So it came about in such humble means. It might not have looked like a day that would change everything in the world. What the angels sing couldn't be more profound. They sing, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. The angels sing that Christ has come to bring peace, but not a peace like the world gives. They don't simply mean the absence of war or the absence of conflict. When they say peace, they're talking about a well-being or a completeness. What they're talking about is peace that can only come from salvation and restoration of relationship between God and humanity. This is why this day recorded in Luke 2 is a pivot. It's a change for all human history. This is a day for which humanity and God had both been waiting for thousands of years, because you see, we know the story, right? He created humanity in his image. He created a humanity in his image and to be in relationship with him. But because of sin, that relationship had been cut off, largely. And it wasn't possible for humanity to have that same close relationship it was intended to enjoy. That's what changed on this day. Before this, mankind's relationship with God was only possible from a distance, only with the proper amount of insulation, so to speak, so as not to get hurt. But from this day on, all that changed. Because God had become one of his creation, it's now possible for us to relate to him more closely as he had originally intended. And now after this day, we have the opportunity to approach God freely because of the hope of salvation which has been extended to each of us. That's good news, amen? So no matter what you might have done in the past, no matter how far you may feel that you are from God, God is ready, willing, and waiting to restore you and make you new. He can not only forgive us of our sins, he can do that, but he can also free us from them and turn us into a new creation. And he eagerly longs to offer us a salvation which Christ made possible through his birth, through his life. And I appreciate that Jeff mentioned in his children's sermon that ultimately through his death and resurrection. This is what Jesus was born to do. This little baby in the manger, to make salvation possible, not only for the whole world, for the entire world, yes, but also for each one of us individually. So in a sense, this passage includes a pivot day for the entire world. It's a drastic change. But then also, it records a pivot day for each one of us as well. In coming, Christ has brought salvation to each of us, and he's given us hope. This is what we celebrate. So amidst all the eating and the gift giving and the Santa Claus and the parties and the time with family, let's remember that the real reason we celebrate is because we have the opportunity to be restored in relationship with God through what Jesus did coming on this day that changed everything. Thanks be to God.